Okay, it should be live. Senate will please come to order. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Roll call for Thursday, March 6th. Anderson.
Here.
Allman.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Excused.
Excused. Cooper. DeCaria.
Here.
Fecht.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Job. Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Larson.
Excused.
Excused. Massey.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Mockler.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Basie.
Here.
Von Flatern.
Here.
President Schiffer.
Here.
28 present, 2 excused.
Please join us in prayer with Father Cronkleton.
Let us pray. Lord God, George Washington, in his first inaugural address, said that the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the Republican model of government are an experiment entrusted to the American people. Winston Churchill said, "No one pretends that democracy is perfect or all wise." Indeed, it has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others that have been tried. Lord God, we have been engaged these last 19 days in this great experiment of American democracy, this worst form of government set at rest. Although we may not have seen all the measures we would like to become law or resolution accepted in the past, help us to celebrate the greatness of what we are about and what we have accomplished through divine assistance. With us this day as we continue the people's business, this messy thing called democracy. Guide our discussions and grace our votes, and let us see the true greatness in what we are doing. We ask this in all things, in your holy name.
Members of the Senate, this is one of those great unique days that we get to take part in. But today, the kindergarten class from Cheyenne's Dildine Elementary School is here to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me as we welcome these young students and their teacher, Ann Carter, to help us recite the pledge today. And they have been practicing very hard. Right over here.
Ready? Start it for us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good.
Can you start? Yes, thank you, kids. That's a great lesson for us.
Good job.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Dildine pledge is a pretty good pledge. I have a problem with the listening part and the following direction. But learning, we do learn, but we learn through the school of hard knocks.
Members of the Senate, our doctor for the day, our doctors for the day, is Marion Smith, MD out of Torrington, and Gerald Smith, MD out of Cheyenne. Thank you all. Our nurse for the day is Jamie Corey from Ivinson Memorial Hospital over in Laramie. I'm not sure where Jamie is, but she's around today. Our thought for the day: the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Take note, Senator Nicholas. Messages. Oh, Senator Mockler.
May I have the privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, Senator.
Just a reminder, as all of you are starting to pack up and take things with you, you need to take everything with you this year. Pretty much as soon as we get out of here on the 17th, they are going to begin the skylight renovation, and they are going to cover everything in the building, all the paintings, everything, so that they can get that done. But they really want all the desks emptied, because it's possible that they'll have to move some things around for some whatever you call those things you put around, scaffolding kind of things. So they really do want you to... wood thingies. You know, in China, they are wood. They're bamboo. Anyway, if you could take everything that out of your desk, you know, and around your desk, because it's quite an undertaking, and the easier we can make it for them, the better. And what you don't take either will get thrown away or will be very, very, very dusty.
Thank you. Yes, it's a felony. Reading correction and approval of the journal. Would the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March the 5th, 2008, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Perkins, chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the journal committee report is adopted. Members of the Senate, I'd like to introduce LaVonda Copsa. I think you all know her. Every year we have a student intern that achieves a scholarship, and I'd like to take a moment or two out to make that presentation and hear some words. Ms. Copsa, go ahead.
Thank you for letting us do that today. We are really delighted to be able to have an intern scholarship, which is set up for legislators, and they are able, if they would like, to donate to that. There's a letter on your desk explaining how you can do that, and that provides this scholarship that we give to one worthy recipient each year. We have had, up to now, we've had 13 years of doing this, and we've given the award out 18 times. Over $5,000 has been donated to our interns, and so you can continue to help that going by contributing, and that goes through the partnership of civic education, and if you need any information on that, Senator Massey is a part of that. We're excited today to have Donna Gosby with us. She's the recipient who has been chosen this year, and we also have Dr. Daryl Hammond from Laramie County Community College. Donna attends Laramie County Community College as a political science major, and she would like to use the information that she has gained here to do advocacy work and just to be involved politically in the future. And so I just would like you all to congratulate her, and thank you so much for your time this morning on this.
Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. I feel like I've learned a little bit about a lot, probably just enough to be dangerous, but I can't wait to come back. Thank you.
Members of the Senate, we are joined in this chamber this morning by Jennifer McCafferty, Miss Wyoming 2007. Jennifer is from Laramie and graduated from the University of Wyoming with a bachelor's degree in Spanish linguistics. She has also obtained her pastry art certificate from the Culinary School of the Rockies. As Miss Wyoming, Jennifer is currently traveling throughout the state promoting her platform of foreign language study, and she has partnered with the American Council on Teaching of Foreign Languages. Please help me in welcoming Miss Wyoming 2007 as she sings the national anthem for us this morning. Ms. McCafferty, welcome. Thank you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate it very much. That was beautiful. Okay. Messages from the House.
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 291. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 19, Candlestine Drug Laboratories Remediation. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. March 5, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 290. Concurrence requested, Mr. President, Senate file 88, inmate medical parole. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 297. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 2, it being a free committee, from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 9. The House conferees are Representative Brown, Chairman, Representatives Martin and Warren. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 298. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 71. The House conferees are Representative White, Chairman, Representatives Harshman and Simpson. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 299. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 2, it being a free committee, from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 18. The House conferees are Representative Kohlberg, Chairman, Representative Brown and Thorne. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 292, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 17, Community College Commission duties. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill as listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 293, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 294, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 11, subdivisions, large acre parcels. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 17, excused 1, conflict 1. March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 295, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 44, Residential Mortgages Practice Act. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. March 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 296, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 6, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Burns.
Could you ask the reading clerk to read the totals again? I counted 61 in that last report. He said 55 ayes and 6 noes.
Okay, concurrences. Senator Von Flattern, have you got a, are you ready on message number 286 on Senate File 12, dispensing rooms, products sold?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 286?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 286, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 12, dispensing room products sold. The Senate file listed above passed on a third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Von Flattern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I concur with message. I move concurrence. Message number 286 to Senate file number 12 and ask the body to please vote aye. And to explain the changes, I'd ask you to call on Senator Peterson.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fellow senators, I'm just happy to have this little simple bill back in the comfort and the good hands of this body. And it took a few hits over there, but they did restore the magazines and periodicals and added newspapers. So the bill stands pretty much as we sent it over there, and I'd ask for your concurrence on message 286.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 12, dispensing rooms, products sold, and you are requested to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Allman,
aye. Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case conflict,
correct.
Co-excused, Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Fecht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins, Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
yeah, aye.
Von Flattern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 excused, and 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 12, dispensing rooms, products sold. Senator Massey, are you ready on message number 280, Senate File 47, Wyoming State Training School Amendments?
Yes, I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 280?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 280, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 47, Wyoming State Training School Amendments. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence message number 280 and ask the floor to vote aye. The two sets of amendments that folks see in front of them are in reality just some cleanup amendments, some slight shifting in wording. There really isn't anything substantive there. If anyone has any questions, we can go through them specifically, you know, page by page through the bill. But certainly ask for your concurrence. The House did not do anything substantial to the bill.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 47, Wyoming State Training School Amendments, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Co-excused. Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Fecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Jennings,
aye. Job,
aye.
Johnson, Landon, Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Beep out, aye to no. Closing, vote closed. 25 ayes, 3 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 47, Wyoming State Training School Amendments. Senator Ross, are you ready on message 283, Senate File, dealing with Senate File 65? Post-conviction relief petitions, DNA evidence. Would the reading clerk please read in message 283?
March 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 283, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 65, post-conviction relief petitions, DNA evidence. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 283, concurrence request for Senate File 65, post-conviction relief petitions, DNA evidence, and ask the body to vote no. Ladies and gentlemen, what they did a couple of minor amendments, not a really big deal, but what they did do that is a big deal and has created quite a stir amongst your prosecutors, your law enforcement, and the Rocky Mountain Innocence Project. They took out paragraph D on page 5 of the bill. That particular paragraph talks about there's a certain date, and the date that of January 1, 2000 is when it's generally accepted that the current standards for DNA testing have been available. And basically what D required was that anybody after that date can't use the failure to ask for DNA testing as a defense later on if they chose to do so as a tactical reason in a criminal defense case. And by stripping that out, you make that kind of an available thing now that everybody is in disagreement about, and that paragraph needs to be restored. I have talked to the good representative from Albany County, who has a tendency to piddle on just about every bill that comes through. Not you.
the representative. You're a senator now, dude. In any event, I'd urge you to vote no. I think we can, I've talked to him, and I think we can correct that, but we just need to get it done. So I'd urge you to vote no.
The question is on Senate File 65, post-conviction relief petitions, DNA evidence, whether to concur, and you're asked to vote no. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
No.
Allman?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Co-excused? Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Fecht?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Here.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Larson excused? Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
No.
Vasey?
No.
Von Flatern? President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 no's, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 65, post-conviction relief petitions, DNA evidence. You want that? The conference committee for Senate File 65 will be Senators Ross, Burns, and DeCaria. Senator Scott, are you ready on message 282, Senate File 62, emergency medical technicians? Would the reading clerk please read in message 282?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 282, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 62, emergency medical technicians. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move we do concur with House amendments to Senate File 62, and I ask the Senate to vote aye. This is the emergency medical technician bill. The House did two things. They made a minor grammatical correction, and they changed one reference, corrects an error. The reference change is potentially of minor substance, some substance at least, because what it'll mean is that the funding for the retirement system here will come in the standard budget as it needs to. And I believe that was the intention, but the reference was wrong in the standing second standing committee amendment that did that. Everything else will come as an exception budget, but the funding for the retirement system itself will come in the standard budget. That's all they did. It's a necessary correction, and I would urge the Senate to adopt it.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 62, emergency medical technicians, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Allman,
Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Co, excused, Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Fecht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 excused, and 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 62, Emergency Medical Technicians. Senator Cooper, are you ready on message number 291, Senate File 19, Clandestine Drug Laboratories Remediation?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 291?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 291, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File Number 19, Candlestine Drug Laboratories Remediation. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence request message number 291 on Senate File 19, Clandestine Drug Laboratories Remediation, and ask you to call on Senator Fecht for an explanation of the report.
Senator Fecht.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Sir, in the Senate Minerals Business and Economic Development Committee meetings, it took 3 days of hearings, 6 pages of due process addition to the bill, and actually a substitute bill before it came out. During the Joint Minerals Business Economic Development meeting, my chairman absolutely forbade me from speaking about this bill ever again. Unfortunately, over in the House, the other side, 6 pages of due process apparently was not enough, so they had to tack in some more due process minor changes. They took some existing definitions that were in the back part of the bill and put it in a couple other parts of the bill. There's nothing substantive whatsoever that they've, or any significant changes that were made. And I would request that, no, I would beg for your aye vote on this.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 19, Clandestine Drug Laboratories Remediation, and you are begged to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Co-excused. Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hines, Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie, Von Flatern, President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 1 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 19, Clandestine Drug Laboratories Remediation. Senator Von Flatern, are you ready on message number 290? On Senate File 88, Inmate Medical Parole?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 290?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 290, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 88, Inmate Medical Parole. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Von Platern.
Mr. President, I move concurrence request message number 290 to Senate file 88, inmate medical parole, and ask that the body vote aye. And to explain the changes, Senator Meyer, if you would please call in.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the good doctor over there in the House decided to make a few changes, and after talking to the sponsors, some of the co-sponsors of those changes and other House members, they deleted most of the changes on the second reading. So, but what we're left with, Mr. President, I think were some good changes to the bill. They tightened it up a little bit. On page 2, where it says an inmate has a serious medical need, they inserted incapacitating. Page 3, they went from 12 months to 6 months as far as determining terminal illness. And a couple of cleanup amendments, I guess it would be over on page 414. They struck judge and put court on the sentencing court. We had a requirement for the board to have reports back, and as it deemed necessary, they put some guiding language in there and said at intervals not more than 6 months. Relatively innocuous amendments that tightened it up. So I would ask for your aye vote on the concurrence, Mr. President.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 88, inmate medical parole, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Co-excused? Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson excused? Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 1 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 88, inmate medical parole. Senator Ross, are you ready on message number 277, Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 277?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 277, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 18. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message 277, concurrence request for Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. Ask the body to vote no. Much of what the House did in this in their amendments was good, and it added a bunch of due process. But also it added some language that I cannot track with regard to amendment on page 2, which changed the misdemeanor penalty from $750 to $100 a day. Each day shall constitute a separate violation until the offender submits a plan that is accepted by the Board of County Commissioners. The problem is that it doesn't track with the new language, the paragraph with regards to due process type of language on when they added in section 18.2.115, which I think is fine. It's just that I don't know when this fine runs from, because it's provided it runs it doesn't state with regard to the court order as to when that runs from when. So that's a particular problem. Also, the good senator from Fremont County, Senator Bebout, raised some question about the language on page 2, line 15, with regard to the language of no resolution issued pursuant to this paragraph shall regulate any permitted industrial facility or use. And here is where it kind of gets a little vague, or occupancy reasonably necessary to the extraction or production of mineral resources. Just want to make sure we're not getting too far afield here. So I'd urge you to vote no and allow us to go back and see if we can fix this.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, and you are asked to vote no. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
No.
Allman?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Co-excused? Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Fecht?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Larson excused? Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas? Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
no.
Scott,
no.
Sessions,
no.
Townsend,
no.
Basie,
no.
Von Flatern,
no.
President Schiffer,
no.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 no's, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. The Conference Committee for Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, will be Senators Ross, Perkins, and Bebout. Senator Ross, are you ready on message number 279, Senate File 40, Uniform Trust Code Amendments?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 279?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 279, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 40, Uniform Trust Code Amendments. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 279, concurrence request for Senate File 40, Uniform Trust Code Amendments, and ask the body to vote aye. Ladies and gentlemen, what the House did was brought in the definition of qualified beneficiary and added into that that the State Department of Health is a qualified beneficiary. Remember, these are special needs trusts, and although there's some debate as to whether or not the current law already embodies the fact that they are a qualified beneficiary, the State Department of Health, particularly Medicaid, wanted to be assured of the fact that they are. There's some debate as to whether or not they need to or not, but ultimately I don't believe it hurts to spell that out, because in the end game is that if there are any assets left over in these special needs trusts, it should go to the state of Wyoming to pay back for the use of our funds for Medicaid. So I'd urge a favorable consideration.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 40, Uniform Trust Code Amendments, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Co-excused? Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson excused? Massey? Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 excused, and 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 40, Uniform Trust Code Amendments. Senator Case, are you ready on message 276, dealing with Senate File 26, Business Entities Registered Agents?
I've been waiting a month, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 276?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 276, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 26, Business Entities, Registered Agents. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message number 276, being the concurrence request for Senate File 26, Business Entities Registered Agents. I ask the Senate to please vote aye. Mr. President, I'm glad to be here at this point. This is the bill that generated so much consternation prior to our arrival nearly a month ago into this great city. And Mr. Chairman, our friends down the hall have simplified a couple sections of the bill. It's really time that we just get on with this. I think the rough compromise between the registered agent community and the Secretary of State's office has been achieved, and we're, you know, going to implement the law and see how it goes. The House made amendments in two areas, and if you look at your engrossed copy, page 11 of the engrossed copy, and it's under 1728-104, which is service on a business entity. There is a requirement on page 11, little subsection D, that every entity shall provide to its registered agent or to the Secretary of State and keep the name, business address, and business telephone, et cetera. There is an addition in that section that will now say on line 15, agent, comma, or to the Secretary of State, as provided in WS 1728-107B. And if we go farther into the bill, on your bill, the engrossed blue version, it would be page 18. That little subsection B is being changed, and this is under, of course, duties of the registered agent and duties of the entity. The change is going to be all into B, and I'm just going to read B. It's how it's going to read. Starting on line 18, if the registered agent and the entity agree, the entity shall file with the Secretary of State the information specified in paragraphs A, 3, little I, and subdivisions A, Romanet 5, A, and B of this section, and the information specified in WS 1728-104-D. As verification of the agreement, the entity shall file with the Secretary of State a consent form as provided by that office, which acknowledges, and then there's, sorry, I got to jump back to the amendment. The entity's election under this subsection, if the information or form acknowledges the entity's election under this subsection, it is filed with the Secretary of State, then the registered agent has complied with the requirements to maintain such information under this section. And all the rest of B will be deleted from lines 2 to the end. And the last thing that our good friends down the hall did was to delete in entirety Romanet 6 at the top of 18. which is a requirement that the registered agent contact their entity once every 13 months. That was an amendment brought about by the Senate. It's felt that that is really encompassed in the requirements early on in the duties of the registered agent, and that is not necessary. I ask for your support. I ask for your aye vote, and we can go do something else this year.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise to ask the Senate to vote no. What they did when they removed that one requirement was, in my judgment, they took out the part of the bill that was going to solve the problem, that the duty of the registered agent is to be able to contact the corporation so that if there's a service of process or a service of a subpoena or something like that, that it can be transmitted to the organization. And the problem is we've been having is that when some of these are being used for criminal purposes, it turns out the registered agent has no idea how to contact them and cannot do it. So we put in a requirement that they be able to successfully do that at least once a year. The House has taken it out, and, Mr. President, it's my judgment that without that provision, the bill is largely ineffective, and we're going to be right back here in another year or two with trying to deal with exactly the same complaint. So I think we ought to go down and discuss that with them and see if we can't reach some kind of a compromise and salvage this, because otherwise I think we've got an illusion of progress rather than the reality. So I would urge the Senate to vote no.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. My concern rests in a different area, and one of the reasons I've had some reservations with this piece of legislation is that I wasn't convinced that maybe we're not throwing a net out there to catch a shark and we're going to catch a whole lot of tuna with it. And I guess I would be interested, the good chairman from Fremont County maybe could let us know if there was some conversation about what kind of impact this is going to have on our small businesses, because we talked about that in this chamber, and if it's going to impact them, I guess I'd like to know that when we head home with that information, or maybe have some assurances that it's not going to impact them very greatly. So that's my question. Thank you.
Further questions? Further questions? Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. Let's remember this applies to commercial resident registered agents. That's the people that do it for a living that have 10 or more clients. Also, I note that the substance of the compromise reached in the Senate to have the entity itself, have the registered agent agree with the entity that the entity will maintain the information on at the Secretary of State's office, still exists. That's contained in this bill. That was a major achievement, I think, when we look back. Mr. President, also, I note that there are exemptions for your smaller folks and your folks that deal directly with the Secretary of State. They're not covered by the Act regarding registered agents. I mean, and I know most people probably do, and if you don't do 10 or more, you won't be covered. If you are do 10 or more and you can agree with those entities to either do it yourself or to have them maintain it. I do think this is friendly to our smaller corporations and our homegrown corporations. With respect to the amendment that was offered in the Senate, I think by the tall senator from Natrona County, and that has been removed in this bill, I just would point out that if you go to the duties of the registered agent, they already have an obligation to maintain a physical address, to accept service of process, to maintain the address of record for the service of process, to register, to maintain at the registered agent office or at the Secretary of State's office the names and addresses of each entity's directors, officers, limited liability company managers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, The amendment we took out said once every 13 months you have to go talk to them to update this information, but they're already required to maintain that information in the bill. I don't think that amendment, when you really look at it in context, achieves anything more for the bill. It is not of substance. It's time we vote aye on this bill. And we've achieved the basic compromise, the big problem that had people at wits' ends when we came down. Both sides think we ought to pass this bill. I do too.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, that's been the duties of the registered agent, one form or another, all along. And the plain fact of the matter is they may have the records, but they cannot successfully contact their corporation when the FBI comes calling and comes with a subpoena. And you need to have that ability. So I think that amendment is key. I think if you don't have it, you're going to be right back in a year or two with exactly the same problem.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 26, Business Entities, Registered Agents, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Co-excused? Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht? Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson excused. Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions? Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
no.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Jennings, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 21 ayes, 7 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 26, Business Entities Registered Agents. Yeah. Members of the Senate, I'm going to appoint a second joint conference committee on Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program. That committee will be Senators Jennings, Massey, and Peterson. Okay. Members of the Senate, today we are joined by the Cheyenne Central High School We the People team. These students took first place at the 2008 Wyoming We the People State Finals, which tests the students' knowledge of the U.S. Constitution and how it affects their lives. Please join me in congratulating the Cheyenne Central High School We the People team and their teacher, Mr. Nate Breen.
Thank you very much for your kind applause. What I would like to do is ask Ms. Haley Trowbridge to come up and speak for the team.
Thank you all for coming today. On behalf of the We the People team from Central High School, we appreciate the time that you have spent and given to us to represent Cheyenne High School through the We the People program today. We greatly appreciate your support that you have given to us on our ways in preparing for nationals that we will enter into on May 1st. Through the competition, we have learned enough about civic virtue and the role of the citizen through our government system today. We have learned what an important role citizenship is in our country and how the youth does have a voice in representing our government today. And we hope to carry this through our lives and supporting and being an active part of our government through the rest of our lives. We look forward to representing the state of Wyoming in May through the competition and hope to rank within the top 10. So thank you once again for having us here today and for your support. Thank you.
If we could, please, could we ask each of you to come up and just say a little bit about yourselves, what you're thinking about, who you are, whatever. We'd be interested to know where you're coming from, that you're willing to go study the Constitution this way. And we'll start over here if we could. And the microphone's right there.
Hi, I'm Dave Londy. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to say up here, so, you know. Thanks for having us here, and yeah.
That's all right. Feel comfortable. Most times these senators stand up and don't know what they're going to say either. Please.
All right. Hi, my name is David Wong. I'm a junior at Central. And I'm looking forward to see Wyoming actually placing among the most elite schools in the nation. And I just also like to thank you guys once again for supporting us.
I'm Garrett Hatterley. I'm a sophomore at Central High School. And I'm actually part of a military family, so I've got a lot going with the government. And I think it's really awesome to take a look at what's going on, some of the works, the gears that's going on with that. Awesome to go back to D.C. I used to live there, so I'm really excited for that.
Hi, my name is James Glass. I'm a junior at Central, and I'm really looking forward to showing the nation that Wyoming is more than just some little cowboy state in the middle of nowhere.
My name is Zach Anderson, and I'm a junior at Central, and I just think it's really great to be here and see democracy in action.
I'm Bridget Wilson. I'm a senior at Central, and I've really enjoyed being a part of the We the People team. I've learned a lot, and I've experienced a lot, and I'm just really looking forward to taking part in the national competition.
Hello. I'm Sadie Perryman, and I just want to say that it's been really fun to be excited about politics and to see what's happening in our local community and the nationals, and I'm very excited to go to Washington, D.C., and I just want to thank you guys for supporting us and for footing the bill for our trip. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Laura McKinley, and I'm a junior at Central, and I just want to thank you guys for your time and your support. And I'm really looking forward to going to D.C. because that would be my first time. And I think it's cool just to see, like, everything in motion, like everything we've been learning about. So thank you.
Hello, I'm Tyler Lloyd, and I'd just like to thank you all for having the time to listen to us and just recognizing us and in front of all of you, and I just look forward to representing our great state in Washington, D.C. this summer.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alexa Medina, and I am a junior at Central. And I know a lot of people have said thank you and everything, but I just want to let you know how much we appreciate all your support in allowing us to come down here, because it's a huge privilege, because not many people get to do this. So thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie. And I just wanted to say that being a part of the We the People team has been a great experience for me, and getting to see all the things that we've learned about through textbooks and our research and that we get to talk about and discuss with judges, that it's really been great to be here and see how it all gets started.
I'm Brittany Gherkin, and I never thought that I could be this interested in government, but We the People has really helped me to do that. thank you.
Hi, my name is Stephanie White, and I'm a junior at Cheyenne Central, and I would like to thank you so much for having us all down here today, and I hope that from all that we have learned from the We the People competition, we can someday contribute to the Wyoming state government. So thank you so much.
I'm Chris Jenkins, and I'm a senior at Central High School, and this whole We the People program has really gotten me interested in government a lot more than I've ever been. And, I mean, I'm going to be 18 this next election, so it's really helped me to kind of get a whole new perspective of how I'm seeing this election and how I'm going to vote at the national level. It's pretty sweet. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Herger, and I'm a senior at Central, and everything's kind of been said already, so just thanks for having us here, I guess.
All right, if you guys can see me, because I'm kind of short. My name's Lucas Fisher. I'm a senior at Central High School, and apart from saying thank you for allowing us to be on this floor, I'd like to just have you look at everybody here and see that this is the future of our nation. And because of what Mr. Breen has taught us, we can go out after high school, whether or not you're a senior or a sophomore, and actually make a difference in this country, in this state.
Mr. Breen and students, thank you for coming and visiting with us. But more importantly, thank you for diving in, so to speak, to the world of politics and the Constitution and all those things. I congratulate you for it. But most of all, I really wish you the very, very best of luck as you go to the competition in Washington. Know that you'll have 30 senators back here cheering you on and hoping for the best. And thank you all very much. Mr. Breen, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Okay, senators, we've got a couple more joint conference committee reports, and I think we're going to try and adjourn or take noon recess about 11:30. So we'll do a couple of these. We'll get through the ones we can. Those that we can't get through, we'll pick up again this afternoon. Senator Anderson, are you ready on message 253, Senate File 22, School Facilities Amendments?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in House message number 253?
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File number 22, School Facilities Amendments. Reference House message number 253. Signing for the House, Representative Edmonds, Harshman, and McComey. Signing for the Senate, Senators Anderson, Cole, and Nicholas.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I would like to move that the Senate do concur on message number 253, Senate file number 22, School Facilities Amendments. And, Mr. President, I'd ask that you'd call on Senator Nicholas for a detailed explanation on this concurrence. I would also ask that the Senate vote aye.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the school facilities bills. The Senate put on two amendments addressing instances where the Facilities Commission can pay leases incurred by either a charter school or for a school district when they're leasing other state facilities. The with respect to the charter school, the House had made the amendment providing that we would pay for all charter schools their leases as soon as they're approved. The Senate had said, no, we're going to wait 5 years and see if they're successful first. The compromise is 3 years. And with respect to the those instances where the school districts are leasing facilities from other state institutions, we clarified the language to make sure that there is no duplication. So if the space is covered by state major maintenance, you can't get other major maintenance. So that we provided that. The House had made a provision that said that if you pay a lease payment to a state facility, that those lease payments have to automatically then go to the state treasury. The difficulty in that is that there are some instances where the school district may want to lease state facilities, and there are additional costs incurred because of that, and so we've reached a compromise just to make sure there's no duplications. Finally, the amendments that we had put in were spread out over about four or five statutes. In consultation with the staff, we were able to consolidate and make the amendment more compact and put in one section. With that explanation, I'd urge your support and vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Conference Committee report on Senate File 22, School Facilities Amendments, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Co-excused? Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Vecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson excused? Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler? Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
no.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote closed. 26 ayes, 2 noes, and 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 22, School Facilities Amendments. Senator Johnson.
Privilege of the floor.
The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the balcony over the president's chair, we have two groups of students from Pine Bluffs. One group, and if they'll stand up, is the Pine Bluffs Elementary School Student Council. There we go. And then the other group, which you can see is just a little bit taller, is the Mayor's Youth Council, and as I name them, Haley Hines is the historian, Kayla Kay is the treasurer, and then Chelsea Turin is the mayor. And that's a very active student council. They attend all of the city council meetings and advise the city council, and they have activities and projects of their own. So please make them welcome.
Welcome to all of you from Eastern Laramie County, and please enjoy your day at the Capitol.
He's also one of our...
Senator Jennings.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, sir.
Mr. President, last Tuesday we missed a little item on the agenda. It was Rihanna's birthday, I believe. So how about we give her a happy birthday a few days late?
Happy birthday, Rihanna. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears this desk.
Mr. President, just before the motion, the bipartisan news conference will be in room 302 at 11:30, and that will be followed by management council meeting at noon in room 302. And more important, one of our former staff member, I believe, and I don't have her full name, but Ruth, is supplying soup for everyone today. So I think it's in the lunchroom right now and is ready. So with that good news, I move that we recess until 3 p.m.
Announcements. Senator Case.
Mr. President, we'll try to have that conference committee meet on State Retirement Board Immunity. That's Senate File 9 upon adjournment here today. That'll be an S-19, Mr. President.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your conference committee on Senate File 71 will be meeting at 1:45 this afternoon in the Harry Potter Room. That's the Senate Education Room under the stairs, 1:45.
Senator Allman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Mental Health Substance Abuse Committee is going to meet as soon as we can in adjournment when the House is adjourned, so we can do this faster.
Further announcements? The motion is that the Senate be in recess until 3 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The Senate is in recess until 3 p.m.